The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We're in the Mishnah Named Beis, Bechor She'ochzu Dam, Afilu Meis, Ein Mekizim Loi Dam. We have over here the Bechor who has a mum. We'll have to define the nature of this mum of Ochzu Dam. But even if the animal is going to die, the Behem is going to be Nifsad, Ein Mekizim Loi Dam, because it creates a mum. Divrei Rabbi Yudvacham, Maim Yakizu Bavacha Loi Yase Bamum. Vim Ose Bai Mum, Areza Loi Yishchot Alav, Vim Shimon Ein Yakiz, Afal Pishu Oise Bai Mum, because the animal's going to die anyways. There's no hefsid over here of kachim. We're not allowed to destroy that which is miyud for a carbon for kachim. We're not allowed to be matl mum b'bechor. But if the animal is going to die, so then the halacha is, ava b'shuayse b'mum, he could be make his dam. The mishnah that we have is by bechor. The case over here is bechor. But the sugya of matl mum bebechor l'choyre starts a step before matl mum bebechor per se. Matl mum l'choyre bekotchim. Matl mum bekotchim is a lav d'oraisa. Let's read the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah. It's in the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Kol mum lo yirboy, the pasuk that speaks about the lav being makriv of a bal mum, which is really the sugya's in front of us discussing the dinim of a bal mum bebechor. By Bechor specifically, if it's a Baal Mum, that has different dinim. It's Yotzeh Mehegdish. We'll discuss that in Yetzir Shem. Why that would change maybe the Gedorim of Matl Mum in a Bechor from Matl Mum Bekorban. But the Pasuk says, Kol Mum Lo Yiyah Boi Chazal Darshan, Kol Mum Lo Yiyah Boi, not only shall there not be a Mum B'negeh HaKrova, but Kol Mum Lo Yahayah Boi, you should not inflict a Mum on, that's the way the Gemara Darshan's, on the Behemoth. There's a lot of Matl Mum Bekorban. So let's read the Rambam is in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Loisah Sei Tzadik Zayin. He, Shizironu Mites Mum Bekotchim. Mitzvah, Aloysa say, in inflicting a mum on a behemoth of Kotchim. Zeo Shiyakori Matl Mum Bekotchim. Vachom Mishi Yatl Mum Bekotchim Loike. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, there's Malkus. But now, the Rambam adds a clue, she is a bizman shebez amigdash kayom. The chazoi le korbon. Since the behemoth, the lav the Rambam defines of Matl Mum Bekotchim is taking away the carbon, destroying something which is royal the carbon. The Gemara in Avay Dezora, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says this very clearly, that Matl Mum Bekotchim is only Bizman Shebeis Amigdash HaYakayim. Ubo Azhara Bazeh Ba'omru Bekom Kol Mum Lo Yiyaboy, brings the Pasuk, V'loshim Sifro, Kol Mum Lo Yiyaboy, Al Titim Boy Mum. It's a Tzivuy of a Lav, not to be Matl Boy Mum. So we have over here the Rambam, that says that there is a lav deraisa, and malchus is only bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim when the behemoth is royal korban. The lechoyra, the nuscha the Rambam would sound, the Rambam is madgish this tnai of it only being bizman abayis. Komi sheyatul mum bekotchim loike ubetnai. It sounds like that's a tnai in the malchus. But is matl mum bekotchim bizman azeh also the Raisa? The Poshita reading of the Rambam would seem to imply that yes. Rashi clearly says that not. If the behemoth is not Roy Lakrova, then there's no love deraisa, it's mid the Rabbanim Ba'alma. The Rambam seems to only put this tenai of Bizman Shabesim Ugushkayim, the Gemara Navay Dezora, as a tenai in the Malkus, which needs a definition, the Manavshok. If the love is allowed, because Lamaisi you've destroyed Kachim, so let it be with Malkus. If it's not the way the Torah writes, the Torah only means something that's royal to carbon, so the Lechor it shouldn't be a lav at all. If it's not a lav at all, then Lechor it's the Rabbanan. Mahu Tivoy of this Pshara of the Rabban that Lagabi Malkis, we say that there's no Malkis, Bizman, She'im Beis HaMikdash, and Lagabi the lav, we say there's a lav derai, so this needs definition. Problem is also the Gemara in Avod Zorah that we quoted seems to clearly say that it's on the bond. The Gemara says, "Bizman azed lechozi lakrova leslon bo." Leslon bo means there's no deraisa. So the Stipler in Avodah Zarah Siman Zayin says that L'chayra, he says that the Rambam had a Makor not like the Sugin Avodah Zarah. The Matl Mum B'Korban B'Zman Azeh is the Rabbanon, he had a Makor not like that from the Sugin B'Choyres. What's the rationale behind saying that Matl Mum B'Kotchim should not apply B'Zman Azeh? Simple. L'chayra, that what the Sugin Avodah Zarah is telling us, Rava, who's the one who says that Chiddush, is Mechadish to us, that the idea of Matl Mum B'Kotchim is not stamp putting a, making a behemoth into a Baal Mum. It's destroying the ability for that animal to be a carbon. What happens if he can't make a carbon anyways? Bizman Azeh. So what do you do? Maybe it's Durabonon, Bizur Kotchim, it's not nice. It's like any other Durabonon. But is it Deraisa? Are you taking away the ability to bring a carbon? No. There's no Yechoilis to bring a carbon. So that's the Sugin Avodah Zarah. Problem is, when you open up the stipler, it says the Sugin B'Choyres. The Sugin by us seems to clearly imply that's not the premise of what Matlub B'Kotchim is. Why is that? The Gemara discusses by us in Machlekes Tanoim about Matlumum B'Balmum. You have a behemoth that's a Balmum. Matlumum B'Balmum. Let's think about that for a second. The behemoth is a Balmum. Being matl a mum in a behemoth that's already a baal mum, are you taking it away? Are you destroying its ability to be a carbon? No, it's a baal mum anyways. You're being matl a mum in a behemoth that belongs to kachem. By the way, we're talking over here, let's repeat, we're talking over here about any carbon, not b'chor. Leave aside b'chor because b'chor is problematic, legabi this last piece. Legabi a regular behemoth, the Gemara says by us, on the bottom of Amud Beis, going on to Amud Aleph, the Remei and the Rabbanan argue about matl mum in a behemoth which is a baal mum, like a regular carbon. And if that's true, let's think about that for a second. Obviously, the premise of matl mum b'kotchim has nothing to do with destroying its ability to be a carbon. Stam alav, the bizu kotchim. Stam alav of defacing, vandalizing, whatever term you want to use it, property of Hekdish. Being matl mum, even if it's previously a baal mum. Lamaisi, you're cutting the nose off of a behemoth or kotchim. That's the law. If that's true, there's no reason why that shouldn't be true, Bizman Azeh. Says the Stipler, the Rambam understood that there was a Machlokes HaSugi, is the Sugi Avodah Zarah and the Sugi B'Choyres argue what the basic premise of Matl Mum B'Kotchim is. Oy Bazoi, the Rambam was Machriya like the Sugi B'Choyres. The Rambam was Machriya that obviously the Yisoid of Matl Mum B'Kotchim is defacing property of Hegdish. It has nothing to do per se with taking away its ability to be a carbon. If that's true, so then Matl Mum B'Kotchim Bizman Azeh would also be a Lav Deraisa. That still leaves us with the first question that we asked. Why would it be a Lav but not Malkus? Memonov Shok. Mahu Tivo Yisholdov Azeh. Mahu Geder Yisholdov Azeh. That Matl Mum B'Kotchim Be'etzem is the Lav. It has nothing to do with taking away its ability to be a carbon. But if it's not royal the carbon befoil, so then it's not the full brunt of the lav, and Mamela there wouldn't be Malkus. This still needs some definition. So the Brisker Rav in Menachas Daf Medvav Amabez in the Stenzloch adds another layer of Havona. He says that when we talk about the issue of destroying a behemoth of kachem, what are we talking about? We're talking about vandalism, defacing property of kachem. There's no lav deraisa. If somebody were to take a tree that belongs to, somebody was magdash a tree, it's kedushas bedek habayis, and somebody would chop down the cherry tree, you wouldn't be over lav deraisa. You're mazik hegdish. There's a whole mute mazik hegdish. Are you yachayv? Are you not chayv? Depends if it's momen mazik. Otherwise, mazik. It's not negeitos. The specific lav of matl mum bekachem, of taking away from the behemoth, is clearly defined biyachas, not to the fact that it's property of Hegdish, to the fact that it's oimid lahakrov. Kedushas korbon comes from something which is oimid lahakrov. The only property of Hegdish which doesn't have kedushas domum, it's not royal lepidion, is something that has kedushas hakrov, kedushas haguf, or if it's a klisharis, it's also oimid lahakrov to a certain extent. So oimid to be used for hakrov. Behemoth, which is a korban, is oimid lahakrov. It says the lav is not for the destruction of the korban. It's for the destruction of the korban shaboy, of its ability to be a korban. Says the Briskerov, that when are you doing the full maisa of being mafkia, something which could have been used for a korban, to something which cannot be used for a korban? Only bizman habayis. He says, of course, a behemah that's not bisman abayis, if somebody was mekadosh a behemah, it's bisman azeh, we'll have to wait until Mashiach comes, it should be b'mehera, but we have to wait until Mashiach comes to be able to bring that as a carbon. Kedushas carbon it has. But is that the full ma'aseh? The ma'aseh is a ma'aseh of destroying its ability to have kedushas aguf. Balmum of a carbon doesn't have kedushas aguf anymore. So I mean leptir. But were you doichet? Are you destroying its ability, legamri, of being a carbon? That not. So what do we have? The idea, it's not just that you're being doichet, you're making something oisak rov, you're destroying the kedushas shaboy. But what's the kedushas shaboy? The kedushas carbon. The full destruction of kedushas HaKarbon is when something which is roi lak rov amamish, befoil, is taken away from that being roi lakach, from that hishtamshus, from that tafkid. So memel the lav, we find many examples where the idea of the lav exists, but malchus, the Rambam, will only say something gets malchus when the maise is the full brunt of that maise. We'll give just as a, in parentheses, we'll give as an aside, we'll give a dogma. The Rambam shita, many of you are sharing an argument with this, but the Rambam shita, just for our purposes, is that isuri hano, l'moshul bas b'cholov, this is the nisur achila, one's not allowed to eat bas b'cholov, one's also not allowed to be nenem. Hano of bas b'cholov, the Rambam does not treat as a separate lav, he treats it as a annex, as a toisefes, as a hoisofo, onto the lav. Achila, not only achila, that's because the Gemara is marbit, miloshin loisoichlu, achila includes even a lesser form of achila, even hano. The Rambam Shita, in a few places, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Nuchos Machalos Asuris, is that being over on the Isra Hano of Boz Machalos, there's no malchus. Why? There's a lav there, but there's no malchus. The pshat is because the maisa of being nene, and the mice of achila are really the same thing. The full hano that one can have from Rachman Tzav, from a cheeseburger, is from eating it. A lesser form of hano is selling it. When you sell it, you're over the lav deraisa. But the mice is not complete. So there's a lav deraisa, but not malchus. Malchus only comes when one does the mice, I'm about to use the word in the optimal way. I don't mean the optimal way, I mean the opposite. The ultimate way of being over that lav. The same is true over here. Matl mumi kachim, the ultimate, is taking something which is mamish oivin lakrov b'foil and taking it and making it ois carbon. A lesser form of the same idea is taking the kedushas hakarbon in a carbon and destroying that kedushas hakarbon. That's by being matl mumi bezman azeh. There's a lav deraisa, but there's no malchus. That's the shita of the Rambam. We might add, there's a famous kasha. There's another place of where this violation of a lav bisman hazeh on a korban comes into play, and that's by shchut echutz. The end of zvochim, there's the lav derais of shchut echutz taking the korban being makavit outside the mokum miud lekach, outside the azor. It's a lav derais which is mechayev koros of shchut echutz, and the halacha over there is that, or at least the Rambam paskins, that the shchut echutz bisman hazeh. Why? There's no carbon bisman hazeh. The Gemara clearly says there's no shkut echutz when there's no chance, there's no shaychus takrov. When there's no base hamikdash, which is roi lakrov, l'chor there shouldn't be shkut echutz. The Mefarshim explained the Rambam that he, since the Rambam paskins, a famous sugya, makrivim bisman hazeh, theoretically it should be possible to bring a carbon bisman hazeh. That's a whole discussion about carbon pesach. We're not going to get into that. We discussed it at the end of Zvachim. But if the basic premise is that a carbon can be brought bizman hazeh, then by definition, shchut echutz also exists bizman hazeh. Frektivel, if that's true, why don't we say the gavi matvum mekotchim that batsim abeimah can be brought today? And the Mefarshim say, obviously, even though the Rambam paskins, that mevi'in carbon bizman hazeh, makrivin aval pishayim bayis b'loshna gemara. But since that only means theoretically, the Mefarshim explained that that's only true on a theoretical level. Practically, we can't be makriv. Either because of tumah or because of lack of begodim. Else the mokoim, there is kedushas ha-mokoim. In the mokoim ha-krov, the one theoretically should be able to bring a carbon. But for all we can't. We don't have big dekuno. We're not bitahara, etc., etc. There are various practical halachic problems that prevent us from bringing a carbon. And that would tell us that matumum bekotchim bisman hazeh is not malchus. So what's the difference between shchut echutz and matumum bekotchim? Either we say that the fact that practically it can't be brought, even though theoretically it could be brought, does that take away from the lavin of that Korbanos have? Or does it say no? Batsim was still Shaykh the Korbanos, was still Shaykh the Akrova. Then Shkut Echutz and Matam Bukachim should have the same din. Both of them should be Mamalkis. And the Chilik is, L'chayra, that Shkut Echutz, the Maisa is a Maisa that's inherently, it's not subjectively, Klapei the Akrova. Shkut Echutz, we explained this concept and the Zvach and the Pasuk, says in Parshas Achrei Mois that the lav, the Osamech talks about this parichus, the lav of Shkut Echut, Shechting Rebbein Bachutz is akin to a form of Avodah Zarah. Taking a carbon and bringing it not in the place where the Rebbein Shem is Mashu Shkinasai is recognizing something outside of the Rebbein Shem where he chooses to relate to Klal Yisrael. That's also a slight form, an edler form, of Avodah Zarah. Can we move on to the Pesukim over there? We discussed this concept at length in the end of Zvachim. If the Maisa Be'etzem of bringing a carbon should have been good Bizman Hazeh, then you'll be over. The love by us of Matal Mum B'Kotchim is only subjectively insofar that you're being Doichit from Akrova. If you can't bring the carbon bepoil, it doesn't make a difference that Makrivin Afal Vishen Bais, that theoretically the Mokum Amigdor should be able to be used today. If we can't bring a carbon, you're not being doicha that behemo from being brought as a carbon all the way. Oy bazoi, then you don't have the full brunt of the lav. It's a lav, but it doesn't have malchus, like we said. Again, Rashi explains the one of the Zohar, that's only the Rabbana. We said according to Rambam, it's the Raiso, but it's not the full toikif, not the full brunt of the lav. Therefore, it'll be the Raiso without malchus. So again, getting back to the original shah that we asked from the stipler, is the idea of matul mum bekotchim, the idea is just simply like a bizu kotchim of some sort, in which case even matul mum bebal mum, or no, it has to be matul mum ba'ifin where something is, where the behemah is nidcha from being brought as a carbon. The stipler says the Rambam maybe understood that the concept has nothing to do with being nidcha from a carbon. We're saying that even the Rambam, you have to say that it has something to do with the fact that it was oimid lakrova and now it's a nidcha. Matul mum bebal mum will say that since lamaisa it had kedushas akrova, it doesn't have to be nidcha bepoil in order to be oimid lakrova. But the point is that there's a doing something to the behemah of carbon which takes away its ability to be a carbon. That is the bizur kotchim. The Ramban, the Moshul, holds that a mum oiver, we're going to learn me as Hashem, the mumin of Bechor, there's mumin that are permanent mumin, the behemoth's leg is this, the arm is that, something which cannot be rectified, something which cannot be medically corrected, is a mumin, the behemoth, and it takes away from Gedusha Zakrova. There's a concept called a mum oiver. Behemoth breaks its foot, put it up in a cast, and in a month, the leg will be as good as new, you'll be able to bring it as a carbon. That's a mum oiver. A mum oivet is not pasul akrova. You can't bring it right now, but Batsim still has kedushas carbon. You'll wait another month, send it to the infirmary, put it on the DL, and in a month the behemoth will be roi lakrova. The Ramban says that even matul mum oivet a behemoth, even though Batsim is not doiched the kedushas carbon, because the carbon is still oivet lakrova, after coming back from the infirmary in another month or two, but right now, lemaisa, when you're matul mum oiver, you were matul mum bekotchim. The Ramban holds that straightforward like a bizur kotchim. Even though you didn't take with your maisa the behemah out of kedushas hakrova bechlal, the halacha is that there's a lot. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah reish pei zayin is ma'arich that the Rambam argues. The Rambam perek aleph misuv is being argues on the Ramban. He holds that taking a behemah tmimo and inflicting in it a mum oiver will not render the person who did that mum being even allowed their Isa. Because the Maisa, like we said, is not just Stam Abizir Kotchim, but it's playing around with the Kedushas HaKorban, being Matl Mum in something which takes away its ability to be a Korban. So Melo, a Mum Oiver doesn't have that Yechodz. Truth to tell, then the basic Chakira of what the Lav is the Lav the Maisa of inflicting the Mum? We'll say it like this. We'll say it lomdish. Let's clear. Is the lav, the fact that a behemoth which is roi lakrova is now ois roi lakrova? It means, say, it's not so much the act of inflicting the mum, But it's the fact that it's your fault that the behemoth was poka kedushas korbanoi. Is that the lav? Or the lav is the mice of inflicting the mum on the behemoth. That's shaykh to our chakirim. We're saying even in the maisa of inflicting a mum, is it the maisa of being mafkir the kachim, or is it the maisa of bizvi kachim? But let's say we say the two sides of the chakira are mamish, is it totally in the maisa matul mum bekachim, or is it in the effect? Is it in the maisa or is it in the chalois havkoas kedusha? L'cha'oira, this chakira would seem to be machlekes tenai, mamish now is sugya. The pasuk says, kol mum, kol mum lo yiyaboy, and the Gemara brings in the machlokes, the Gemara in bottom of the base with us in Lamed Gimel brings the machlokes between the Rabbanon and Reb Meir. According to the Rabbanon, matil mum bebal mum is potter, and the kol teaches that the lava matil mum bekotchim is even when it's begroma. What happens if a person doesn't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim? The Gemara brings the case where he intimidated the animal, he tortured the animal, because that the animal made itself a balmum. He's a grommer, he didn't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim, he's a grommer, the behemoth should become a balmum. According to the Rabbanon, there's a psul. According to the Rabbanon, it's ois. According to Reb Meir, you need the ma'aseh b'yadayim, and even matul mum, because matul mum b'balmum is also. L'chayr, the machlokes is. According to the Rabbanon, the geder halav is that matl mum be, that matl mum bekotchim is mitzad the effect, therefore matl mum be bal mum not, but begroma, even though there's no ma'aseh b'yadayim, but the effect you did create. If the lav is the ma'aseh b'yadayim, so you need to do it. If the ma'aseh is the effect that was created, even when it was created with a groma, that's enough to be mechayim, that to be over the lav. According to a mayor, no. According to a mayor, matl mum bekotchim, the issue is the ma'aseh hatolas mum. You merely need a ma'aseh b'yadayim, and mela, that's true even by matul mum bibal mum. At the end of the day, you did make a mum on a behemoth of korban. L'chor, that would be the machlokes tanoim. So let's ask ourselves, the Rambam, paskins like the Rabbanon, so l'chor, that would tell us that he holds that the iser is the effect, not on the ma'aseh of hatolas mum. And the Rambam also paskins that hatolas mum ayde groma is chayim, because the point is the effect, not so much the mice of hatolas mum, but the effect of having the behemoth be yotzo mi being roi lekorban. Open up the Rambam and peg bezisum is bechalokot tezvav. The Rambam says by matl mum kavua, and the behemoth that had a mum over. The behemoth right now is not roi lakrov, but it was be'etzem at Kedusha's carbon, because it's only a mumayvu. So right after the next 2 months, the behemoth is in the infirmary, it's on the DL, it cannot be brought as a carbon. But the behemoth be'etzem at Kedusha's carbon, and in such an animal, it was matl mum kavua. The halacha is that even though matl mum bebal mum, according to the Rambam, is potter, but matl mum kavua bebmum sheyesh ba mum over is why, because at the end of the day, right now you got the behemoth to be ois roi to kachim. So now let's go back the way we just explained the Rambam. Let's go back to matul mum bizmanazeh. Also, the behemoth has kedushas hakrov by being matul mum bekachim bizmanazeh. The behemoth becomes ois roi lakrov. That's the lav. The effect is there, but since that which he did, the effect is not to be doichit from hakrova befoil. That lav of being doichit me hakrova is not full, is not complete. So mela, there's a lav without malchus. One last point: this inyan of being matl mum kavua and a bal mum over, the Rosh and Simon Dalit in the halachos of Bukharis and the Tur is in Yerideh Shin Yud Gimel Sevei hold that being matl mum kavua in a behem sheyesh ba mum over is only abono. Since matul mum b'mum is der abonon, we don't pass k matul mum b'mum is der aisa. Matul mum b'mum is der abonon. That's true even by matul mum kavu and mum oiver. The way we just said in the Rambam, that's not true, because the Rambam holds that the point is being doichit, that the behem is nidchem kedusha zakrova even by mum oiver. L'maisa, if you're making the behem a mum kavua, that renders it out of the yecholas to be a carbon. The Rosh and Tur clearly hold another way. They hold that the point is destroying the tzura of a korban. So if it has lemaisa, if it has a mum oiver, It already is a Baal Mum. It already doesn't have the Tzura. We'll say like this. A Mum Oiver, right now, does not have a Tzura of Behemel Kachem. It's not a Tom. So being Matl, a Mum, is not a Maisa of defacing that which was a proper Korban. It doesn't look like a proper Korban. In terms of effect, yes. The Behemel still has Kedusha Takov, because in a month, it will be a Tomim. So Mamel inherent in the Behemel is the Kedusha, the Yechelis, to be a Korban. By being Matl, a Mum, Kavua, the effect of having the behemoth being nidcha from being a korban is there. That's according to the Rambam. The Rosh and the Tur hold that the lava matlamum bekotchim is the maisa of defacing, of destroying that which looks like a korban. Even if right now it's a mumayva, the maisa doesn't look like a korban. So the maisa of being matlamum kavua in such an animal that has a mumayva is also not a lav deraisa, it's also only the rabban. That's some of the basics of this Indian of being matlamum bekotchim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.